More Blue Water newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
All righty, it is 7:25 now here on WPHM. Port Huron Civic Theater is presenting Guys and Dolls this weekend. We appreciate the cast getting up so early because they just had their dress rehearsal last night, and it went perfectly, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had fun.
Come on up nice and close to the mic and introduce yourselves. Tell us who you are and who you play in the show.
Go ahead, ladies.
My name is Jordan Frontero, and I am playing Sister Sarah Brown in Guys and Dolls.
All right.
My name is Natalie Padilla, and I'm playing Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
I'm Logan Rose, and I'm playing Benny Southstreet in Guys and Dolls.
And I'm Tom Dennis. I'm playing Nicely Johnson.
This is a fun show to do, and it holds up. I mean, it's dated in a lot of the references and things, but the comedy is still good. The music is still fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes, people will be laughing.
Yeah.
We laugh.
You guys having fun doing the show? That's the sign of a good show and a good cast when the lines are still cracking you up even as you go into production. What's been the biggest challenge putting this show on?
I think it's one of the challenges is kind of conveying the message that originally was written for the context of 1950, like gangster kind of course, right. Like guy and doll dynamic, and bringing into a more modern setting. But I think, like you said, it's relatable because the problem's like, oh, my boyfriend doesn't listen to me. And
that's right.
My girlfriend expects too much of me. People still complain.
Still relatable. Yeah. Even though we don't call them dolls anymore, it's still a very relatable show.
Yes, it's not a PC correct show at all times.
Yeah, it hasn't been updated or rewritten. And that's okay. I mean, that's part of the charm of a show like Guys and Dolls. Right. Who wants to give us just the synopsis of what the show's about?
Well, it's really a love story. There are two love themes going on, one between a gangster and his gal, and the other between a missionary lady and a high-stakes roller. And so that's kind of the whole theme of it. Care to add anything?
Yeah, it's just one love story is about two people who really don't necessarily want to be in love. They have their own focuses. My character, Sarah, is a woman of Christ, and she wants to disseminate the message and save all of the sinners and from the den of debauchery. Sky Masterson just wants to make money gambling, and they end up kind of intermingling, and they annoy the crap out of each other. But they find a happy medium, and Adelaide and Nathan, you know, they've been together for 14 years, and They have a good dynamic going, but Adelaide is really, really just itching to get married, and Nathan's trying to put it off as much as humanly possible.
After 14 years, woman. You would think he'd give up already.
Think, right? No, persistent. Very persistent.
Oh, I am.
We almost forgot to introduce Pete. Pete's here as well.
Hello.
Come on over. Introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Pete Frontero, and I'm the director of the show, and I'm also playing Arvide Abernathy, who, interestingly enough, is Jordan's grandfather. So I get to play her grandfather.
Why is that interesting? Because
I'm her father.
He has a grandfatherly beard, though.
So. Oh, there you go. Well, so Mr. Director, how's the show been going?
It's been going all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a little nervous before the show. And we're doing okay.
They're doing great. It's going to be a wonderful show.
The singers
show.
Are great. These guys are fantastic.
Well, they're going to sing something for us this morning, which I know, again, I'm asking you, without an orchestra, without any musical backing, a cappella, what can you do for us?
Yeah, we'll do Guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. When you see a guy? Yeah, all right. When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, and he's still lifting platinum fall day raw.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fall day raw. Call it hell, call it heaven. It's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
Awesome. Tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon, is that right?
Yes, but also this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we're doing a special senior show. We received a grant from the Community Foundation, and all seniors get free parking, and tickets are only $3 for anybody over 62.
There you go.
So that's at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
All right. Break a leg, guys and dolls. Okay. Have fun this weekend at Diamond Bourne Theater.